This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. I know what you're here for. You're going to take out that cock and you're going to jerk off to pretty little girls. And I know, and I would never tell you to go look at forbidden child porn, but the thing is, with social media these days, you can absolutely pull up TikTok or Instagram and turn it in to your child porn. So pull it up and don't be shy around me. Don't act like you're ashamed or shy. I know what you're into. You're into girls, little underage girls, what people call jailbait, preteens, and they are sexy. I'm sorry, no one can deny that they are fucking hot. And I'm going to lead you through what you should be looking at. And I'm going to expect that you are, in fact, looking at underage jailbait cuties while you listen to this. So we're going to do something that is honestly something I've never done before. We're going to start at the younger age and work our way up. You're going to find a girl around the age of 9, a pretty little third grader or fourth grader that makes it extra sexy. Taboo, doesn't it? When I call her a third or a fourth grader. But you are, in fact, going to rub that perverted cock to a third grader. And you are going to internally admit to me that you find her incredibly hot, irresistible. She doesn't even need to be nude. I mean, she's not going to be nude on TikTok or Instagram. But I would suggest finding a little gymnast. Or a little ballerina, a little dancer, some mom that has no problem showing off her 9-year-old daughter's body. Because those little gymnasts, those little cheerleaders and dancers, you already know, their outfits leave nothing to the imagination. Sometimes you can even see the shape of that preteen's pussy. You can see the underdeveloped shape of her body. And you can absolutely see those adorable, flat-chested beauties. How they have no shape to their tits. And that just kind of drives you wild. Wondering what that little 9-year-old, that third grader, will develop into. Imagining what she would look like topless. Those pretty, tiny, delicate nipples. Barely erect, itty-bitty tiny baby nipples. And you are going to keep yourself hard and edge, jerking off, using that adorable little innocent preteen as your porn meat. You're just looking at social media, but for me and you, for our sake, it's your child porn. And that probably makes you throb just hearing me say that, doesn't it? Your child porn that you're looking at. It doesn't need to be explicit and nude, because those little girls are wearing little tight midriffs, little sports bras, leotards, ballerina outfits. You can see every shape, every inch of her underdeveloped body. But here's what I know about you. While these elementary school jailbait preteens are adorably sexy, your cock really likes to be rubbed and stroked looking at them. I think you crave a little bit of development in their body. Like if we were just to up the age to 10, 11, that intoxicating age where girls start to develop a little bit. You can see a little mound lifting off of their chest, puffy nipples poking out of tight shirts. I think that is where the juice is for you. What really drives you wild, and if I'm being completely honest, it's what I like to secretly perv over. Developing little preteen and tween tits. I always wonder how puffy those nipples are while they're growing. And lucky for you, there's so much content out there. So many little preteens that have TikTok accounts or Instagram profiles doing things like makeup tutorials. Sweet little 10 and 11 year olds thinking they're grown, doing big girl stuff, but they're not big girls. But that's what makes it hot. Watching these older preteens do skincare, put on makeup, dolling themselves up. And in this moment, we can imagine those little 10-year-olds are dolling themselves up for you, giving you something to pump to. As you watch a little preteen put lip gloss or lipstick on, thinking about what her baby lips would look like wrapped around that cock you're squeezing right now, and looking that 10 or 11 year old straight in the eyes as you pump your cock, taking in the sexiness of the innocence that's still left in her face, using that hot little girl pretty much as your fuck doll, your porn meat, turning these little social media cuties into your child porn. And then another suggestion I have for you is looking up innocent, adorable jailbait preteens making content like yoga challenges or stretching for the camera, watching 10, 11, 12-year-olds move and bend their bodies. And it's okay if some underdeveloped 9-year-olds come up in your searches or your collection. That's fine, because they're still hot. But from now on, within this audio, I want you to always return back to that just developing body. The little girls that are reaching the age of puberty, their body changing, their tiny little tits forming. You can look and perhaps find the lining of a young girl's training bra. Pump to training bras. Get hard and leak to developing preteen training bras. Get off on the fact that these 11, 12, even 13-year-olds are trying to act more mature than they really are. And that's what makes it such hot fucking porn. They are essentially your little kitty porn dolls. Pretty, innocent looking girls to stay hard and leak and pump to. And absolutely start noticing and pulling up a particular girl. Like, try to find one that has reached that stage where they've just went past the training bra stage. And if you need help with this, this is why it's good I'm around, is because I've been through these stages. A training bra, it basically looks like you've got two smushed, barely there little lumps in your chest. It's incredibly sexy, isn't it? But when you go up, when you graduate to that A cup, they're more formed, like a tiny little handful of little girl preteen tits. That's what I want you to look at. Tiny, budding, preteen tits. And like I said, I don't care what kind of content it is, but I know you like those yoga challenges. I know that you probably really like the gymnast and the little dancers, because they wear really tight clothing. Or even little girl bikini models developing budding tits in bikini tops. And I want you to goon your brains out to what they must look like. How those areolas would be puffed out. How those nipples, how tiny they would be, but how they get so hard and puffy. And maybe even wonder if they're extra sensitive when they're young like that, when they're growing and developing. You can even think about what it would be like to pop that developing tit into your mouth. How sweet that 12-year-old skin would taste. Or even just how perfectly they sit on her chest. Perky, firm, budding, tween tits. Pump to that. Because I know that just made you throb. Firm, budding, tween tits. And those flat 9-year-old little titties they look cute and all in their one-piece bathing suits or in tight form-fitting tops where you can absolutely see just barely how the fabric changes around the nipple area. That's hot. Flat preteen tits. But what's even more hot are those developing A-cup kitty tits. 12, 13 years old. Prime breedable age. So easily manipulated and frankly kind of dumb. Just immature, sexy little jailbait cuties with developing A-cup titties. And you know what else I think is hot? Is you can find plenty of content out there that's pretty erotic from these ages. 12 and 13 year old showing off every curve, every developing curve of their body. Teens that are just a few years older than them, corrupting and grooming them with their social media content. Because all little 12 and 13 year olds want to be like the big girls. And those older teens are just grooming them without them knowing what they're doing. Little tweens trying to emulate the big girls doing sexy big girl things, putting makeup on in front of the camera so men like you can pump their loads out too. Sexy tweens doing provocative yoga poses, spreading their legs, showing off their camel toes so men like you can absolutely get lost in the most blissful pedo-gooning state, feeling like you're practically watching child porn. And the beautiful thing is, no one suspects a thing because it's on TikTok and Instagram where anyone can find it. The hottest of child porn. Tween kitty porn stars on TikTok for you. Dancing around. Showing off their firm little A-cup tits. Instagram jailbait. Dancing around and posing. They're developing sexy little A-cup titties on display for you. And I encourage you to look at your favorite pair of developing A-cup kitty breasts. I want you to pull some up. If you have multiple screens, pull multiple up. Pause if you need to. Because I'm going to make you come to them. You're going to look at developed, budding, firm, preteen tits, and you're going to jerk your load out to them. You're going to look at them and just goon over the fact of what they must look like. Bare and nude. You're going to imagine what those nipples and areolas look like, how perfectly they sit on their fucking chest. You're going to look those little girls in their eyes as you pump out that nasty load. Do it. Pump for developing, budding, tween tits. Pump for barely grown training bra tits. Do it now. Look them in the eyes while you do it too. Those innocent eyes. Jerk off and come to an 11-year-old or 12-year-old. Do it for me now. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to jerk off to your own personal social media kitty porn. It feels so fucking good. And I know I know these little girls make you come harder than you've ever come before. You did good. You did very, very good. And I hope you come back again and again to this audio, also with new, fresh meat, new, fresh Instagram and TikTok cuties.